It is that time to talk about what is hot and happening in the community. And we got to talk about something that has been circulating about a serial killer targeting Black girls or women in the KC metro area. Want to take it to the source. My good buddy, Ad Hoc Group Against Crime President Damon Daniels on the line. We had to talk to you, Damon, to address the issue. So what is the story that's out there and what is the truth and the facts on it?
Hey, Julie, I appreciate the opportunity to come on the air and just kind of dispel this rumor floating around social media. So there's a social media post circulating regarding the murder of four women in Kansas City, Missouri, in the past week at the hands of a serial killer. And then there's a report that three additional women are missing. So I want to take this time to just note, I've talked with Kansas City Police Department, and they've said that this, they want to make sure that the public is aware that this is completely unfounded. It is not true, and there is no basis to support this rumor.
Okay, so not true. I saw a couple of tweets about it, particularly that alleging it wasn't covered by local or national media, which we know from previous instances. When Black women go missing, it does take a while to get that word out there. But while it's not the case here, we don't want this miscategorized, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, you're absolutely correct. And I agree with you. There is some definitely some disparities in, as it relates to making sure that people of color and Black women particularly are made, you know, when they go missing, that the public is aware of their whereabouts. But in this particular case, in terms of homicides, in terms of missing person, is definitely not true. And the area that people are questioning is near what used to be called President Gardens, over off 82nd and Truce. And so there's not been any homicides. In fact, I can attest that Kansas City Police Department notifies the media, and Ad Hoc is among those groups that also are notified whenever there's a homicide that occurs. And they also list on their website homicide analysis, as well as wherever people want to search in terms of missing persons, that's on there too. Now, there was someone, there was a female that was a homicide victim in the last 6 weeks, and that was off of 3600 block of Cypress. There hasn't been anyone, any African-American women in that area in the last week as well. So just want to make sure that people out there are mindful of who they follow on social media to make sure that they do their own research, to make sure the information they are receiving is accurate. And in this case, people can easily have went on KCPD's website and found that those rumors are definitely not true.
All right. You say just go to KCPD website. And once again, no serial killer. Although we do have a high record number of homicides. National Remembrance Day was yesterday. If you know anything about any unsolved homicide, please contact the Ad Hoc Group Against Crime or the TIPS hotline at 816-474-TIPS. Thank you so much, Damon, for calling in. Appreciate you.
All right. Thank you. Take care.